New York Jets quarterback Geno Smith will be sidelined at least 6 to 10 weeks with a broken jaw after being punched by teammate Ike and Mpali in the locker room yesterday morning. Smith will require surgery to repair the injuries. Coach Todd Bowles says the Jets have released Mpali, an outside linebacker, in his second season. Bowles says the incident had nothing to do with football. A judge is urging the NFL, the Players Union, and Tom Brady to have last-minute settlement talks before a hearing today in the legal dispute over the quarterback's suspension for using underinflated footballs. Meanwhile, the NFL draft is returning to Chicago next year. It will run from April 28th to the 30th. Home was the place to be in baseball last night. It marked the first time all 15 home teams won on the same day. In the American League, Cleveland edged the Yankees 5-4 in 16 innings. Toronto doubled up Oakland 4-2, putting the Blue Jays just one half game back from the AL East leading Yankees. In the National League, the Mets blanked Colorado 4-0. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 4-3. Arizona crushed Philadelphia 13-1. In interleague play, Miami slid past Boston 5-4 in 10 innings. In the NHL, the New York Islanders have signed goalie Kevin Poulin to a one-year, two-way contract. Meanwhile, the Buffalo Sabres will host the Boston Bruins and New Jersey Devils in a pre-training camp prospects tournament, which they hope to turn into an annual event.